Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Southern hospitality. We got season two under our belt, and I have a lot of thoughts. How was it for you,
Yes.
though?
Good. This last finale episode was chaotic. You might need to, there's some stuff I'm still confused on. You might need to explain this whole phone call shit because I don't know what the hell is going on. But I love a good party though, so.
Yeah, there's been a lot. It feels like that just that's happened in the last half of the season. I mean, I remember thinking, wow, this is really not gonna be that eventful, maybe. Maybe they're gonna stretch some things out. I mean, they do kind of stretch some things out when it comes to Maddie and Trevor, but holy shit, did I not expect that finale? Before we get into the best of that, I want to kind of go back a little bit to Joe Bradley because we're about to go into a reunion, which is just a Watch What Happens Live, boo. But at least we're getting a reunion. I'm so curious to see what everyone's dynamic is with Joe Bradley after the last few episodes of betraying everyone just being pissed at him, understandably so, to burning like every like constantly like everyone, Maddie, both sides of his little friend group, who he says he's the glue of. And now he's talking about Will and Emmy and saying that they're not going to last, which is kind of hilarious,
Yes.
especially since he said that Will's sloppy drunk. And I mean, if he was potentially making out with some girl here in my apartment, I mean, what is he going to do? College. But I'm so curious to see what everyone's going to, how they're going to be with him.
Yeah, really interested to see Will and Joe because Will was not letting up on Joe at all. It was actually kind of funny. Like,
It was very funny.
and I don't care for Will either. I know I've made that clear, but Joe just thought he'd be like, I'm rooting for you too. He's like, no, you're not. Like, you're saying shit to everyone otherwise. So good for him not
Yeah.
letting Joey Bottles get off easy.
Joey Bottles. Like, I have to drink on, like, I'm Joey Bottles. Ah, God. I don't see how he's an entertaining one to party with. Like, I don't see Joe Bradley getting me pumped up to buy a table or to come into
He
a bar. I don't
still
get
is
it.
very like awkward.
Robotic.
Yes. Like even
Dweeb.
when he's in his interviews, it's like the way his body is, like he's like turning and like just sit
Yeah.
straight. Like it's
He's
distracting.
trying too hard. It feels like he's constantly thinking about what he's doing. He's not just naturally being. It killed me when he said that his biggest fear, when he was arguing with Will, which, yes, I am totally with you on. Don't really care for Will, but Will was eating his ass up. I loved it and defending his little relationship. Because Joe said that he has no faith in the relationship. It's not gonna last. And when Will said, so like, do you really think that could happen? And Joe says, I mean, I'm not ruling it out. And like, Will, like, and so you expect Will to later at the at his going away party be cool with you? Like, so Will was like, no, like that's like, you don't talk about my relationship, my like our love, like you don't do that. It was It was great, especially when everyone starts hugging Will. And Joe's just like watching them all hug him. He's like,
Trying
"That's
to
okay." And he
fake some
said,
tears.
he yelled, he said, "Bradley, come in." And he like looked up and he's like, "No, Bradley, not Joe Bradley." It was great. But also him talking to fucking Annie was weird. He was definitely not really crying. Like, it did not
No.
seem. I don't know what that was. It was weird.
No,
And then
it was
all of a sudden,
weird.
getting the sense that they're all saying, like, that Joe Bradley's actually closer with Emmy than Will. Like, I don't know. But
I don't
still,
get, yeah.
I don't think that you're actually crying. I think you're just upset that you got caught. But while they're
Oh,
talking,
shit.
what about those freaking fireworks?
Oh my God.
There were so many good moments in the finale, like that had
Yes.
me just dying. But yeah, so do we think anyone's like friends with Joe? Do we know who was at Watch Happens Live with him? Oh no, it was Danielle.
Yeah.
Well, she was just in the audience, but
I
yeah.
don't follow any of them on social media, so I guess I haven't paid attention. Let me check
I'm
the Reddit.
trying to see, because I know that on at the reunion, they will be bringing up about if he hooked up with Luann, Countess Luann from who
Oh
was
yeah.
with. So I'm confused though. Are they talking about like they hooked up at after Watch Happens Live or at BravoCon? Either way.
Yeah, I
I'm
don't know.
confused because where was Danielle with all of this? And but apparently it's gonna be addressed. Let me see if Danielle's even following him. Yeah, Danielle's not following him anymore. So
Well, good for
I
them
was,
having a little fling.
yeah, we I'm I wonder if it'll play out on anything. Probably not. It looks like him and probably Maddie are still just friends, which makes sense. They need each other. Oh, and well, they went on a show together. Oh no, these are old. He's just posted up some old photos. Yeah, I think he's just friends with like Maddie and like Grace Lilly, because Grace Lilly's friends with everyone. Okay, well, this will be fun. I'm excited to see that. Okay. Let's talk about Maddie and Trevor because yes, this is a little confusing.
Yes, please explain this whole phone call drama.
So, Trevor told Maddie that, you know, we saw this all play out of him show like having her listen to the phone call. And she acted as if it was the first time she heard it. What actually happened, though, is that she was with him on the phone in some way, hearing it. Who know, like, because she was in Miami at the time. So, you know, she couldn't physically be there. So they're probably doing like a three-way call of some sort.
Or he came to Miami though, too, right?
He did. He did.
At
Yeah.
the end.
Thank you.
Okay.
I forgot. Yeah, no shit. Yeah. So either way, she was there, which is why when she slipped up when she was crying to Joe Bradley about it and said, sorry, y'all. I'm having bad internet, so it's gonna be a little choppy, but I think I'll be able to figure it out. Anyway, what I was saying is that Maddie slipped up when she was telling Joe and she started crying, saying that she said that she heard from Trevor. Like, Trevor told me that she said, and she's like, well, or she told me that she said that, well, she told Trevor. It's like
Which
weird, because that was a
him,
really weird.
Joe, of
Okay.
all people, she could slip that up to, and it's no one's going to question it at first. Or, like, he's not going to, mostly because he's in love with Maddie still.
Yeah.
But okay. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So it was like, ooh, weird that she, how she was crying and then like did that little laugh. And it was like, it was weird to me in that moment, but I was like, I don't know how she set that up. But now that makes sense. So, what's crazy is that she did do this though. Because she heard the conversation, she knew that it was that she was lying, the Sammy girl who said that it was actually 15, 20 minutes long. This is cut, like whatever. Which, can we back up for a second? I didn't believe anything that Sammy was actually saying. I saw people saying like, oh, I don't, oh, I think that Trevor is lying and blah, 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 blah. I'm sure that Trevor's untrustworthy, but like I honestly was getting the vibe that like I that she was lying and that this was a setup. Which it seems like was confirmed to me by this whole like Maddie saying, well, look, I thought I was basically gonna get Trevor out of this without it showing that I was involved with this, that Trevor basically just did this himself. But that wasn't working. You all are still saying he's a liar. I heard the call myself. Since y'all want to say that it's cut and chopped, like I actually heard it. Like I was there. Which is like, girl. So you did this to catch Bradley in a lie that he did set this up with Sammy, that this that's what I'm gathering is that that was actually it was a setup, but she also was lying that she didn't know that they were trying to catch Sammy and Brad in the setup. That does that make sense?
Yeah. It was just like the way everyone was reacting that Maddie was on the call was like, why are we making that big? It's weird that she was pretending it, but it wasn't like some bombshell for me at
I'm
least.
saying that's what I'm saying, and it actually made look. I did not like the way she talked to Sammy. Like I thought it was hilarious that she literally goes up. She's like, "Oh, I'm gonna talk to her, you know, whatever," and is so condescending and honey, this, that, whatever. Kicks her out of the house. You can go home, bitch. Like slut, whatever. Hilarious that she can't hear shit through the.
I was freaking dying, even when Mia was like, we can't hear you. And like it, and then when you as the viewer are like, oh no, you can't hear a single thing that
I
she's
know.
saying.
I was dying. Like, and she was yelling, like, yelling, you're a fucking liar. Like, go the fuck home, bitch, slut. Like, girl. I was like too over the top. It, especially since I was also thinking, like, we don't really even know if he edited this phone call or, you know, whatever. And I also want to be like, can we not pull the phone record? Like, can you not show that? Do you not have proof, Sammy, that the call was 25 minutes? Like, you did you not save that? No, because I think that that was actually the call. I just think it's like a deflection of the fact that Joe, not Joe, that Bradley actually did do this. And it's like, well, you're crazy though for lying and crying and acting like you didn't know that she called, or that they
Yeah.
talked on the phone.
I can't wait for the reunion to like clear all this shit up because this was a lot.
Well, and at first I was thinking, like, what are we saying that are we upset? Like, did she know? Like, did she is she in on something more than that? I was like, no, that doesn't even make sense. Like, no, she She really thought that he did this with her, and it was probably her idea to call and
Oh yeah, that
record
dude's
it.
not, he's not smart enough to think of anything like that. Not
No.
at all.
No. So I don't know. It was crazy to me. I didn't think it was worth, I didn't think that Maddie should have acted the way she did towards Sammy, but also I felt like the reaction about Maddie was ridiculous. So,
Yes.
I'm curious to see how that goes, but
Because then even Grace Lilly said that, yeah, Maddie told her that she like was there for the conversation or phone call or whatever.
that was funny to me. It's just like, can we go, Maddie? It's like, we need more Grace Lilly. Yeah, the fact that Maddie's like, Grace Lilly's like, no, it was Trevor. No, it was Maddie.
Which
I
I
don't
think,
know.
and I don't even think she's like doing a bit. I think she really is like, I actually don't remember what the conversation
She's like,
was.
but I do know that, yes, Maddie was there. And they showed that deleted scene. Or like the scene that they didn't, like a never before scene where she's saying at Grace Lilly is saying at the dinner table, what, like, I know from someone that they talked to him and that, like, and she's like, just stop, just stop. It's like, it was Maddie. It's because it was Maddie. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna come of that, but we still there's something else we need to talk about that was not in the final episode that I want to talk about.
Yes.
And it's actually the 10-year anniversary party with in the promotion. We have to talk about Emmy in the yellow dress. Emmy getting glammed out for Republic 10-year anniversary
Which
and her getting crowned her new
there
assistant
was another jump
GOP.
scare of Landon from Southern
Oh my
Charm.
God, I know. I know. I know. I'm like, get out of here.
I have never witnessed anything more awkward when someone got a job promotion. Like, that was uncomfortable to watch. Not a single person seemed like they cared or were supportive besides Will.
Yeah. And it does feel like she totally skipped a bunch of, whatever.
Well, now she's Maddie's boss.
She's the
Like,
bitch that runs the bitch, she said. She says, so am I, that make me the bitch that runs the bitch? Girl, you literally are dressing and trying to look like Maddie. Like, come on. Which, why? You got Joey Bottles, who's also pissed. He's like, oh, she filled in for Maddie for two shifts and now she's got her job. That's crazy. But you have O'Sheen, who's like, I mean, be happy for her. You got Brad, who's like, I mean, she's works her ass off. Like, let her have it. Someone getting the job that really just doesn't really deserve it. But it's like, y'all gotta remember, this is a show. You're doing two jobs. Leva's making sure her show has a fucking season. That's
yeah.
what she's
And I was gonna
doing.
say, that's a very, I feel like, Leva thing to do,
Ugh,
where like this
yep.
makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, in real job world, that made no sense at all. But reality TV wise, yes, it was hilarious.
Hilarious. I am also thinking about Emmy with like do we think, I mean, I'm assuming it is real since like next season, or is that what we're moving to? Like where Maddie is just DJing and she's doing exactly what Maddie was doing. Is this like the way to get Maddie out of? I guess she's not doing what Maddie's doing. She's above Maddie. She's the like the assistant GM. She's the assistant to the actual manager. Like not even Maddie. Maddie's just like a supervisor, but not. I don't know. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I want to. If I want to see Emmy being in charge.
No.
Emmy kills me. I'm not here for Emmy and Will together. Maybe I'd like Emmy by herself. Get her
Yeah.
single, put her on Winter House, which was canceled, by the way. I don't know if you saw that or not. Well,
Yes.
at least it's not coming back next season. It doesn't need to,
It's
but
fine. It's run its course.
it's on its course.
First, I will say the first season, so much fun.
I don't
Yeah, it's
remember the
done.
first season.
And that's okay.
That I don't even remember. Oh, with Austin and Sierra, were they on the first season? Yeah, that's why it was messy. They don't get any of the good people on anymore.
Well, it's even this Emmy Will long distance. He's like gonna be like what, like an hour and a half away? It's okay.
They're acting
Also, I
like,
didn't
and they're.
realize he was like 29 either.
Yeah, when he said that to his mom that he's
I'm like, I keep
28 or
thinking
29, I'm like,
these
oh.
people are all like a lot younger than us and they're
Nope, they
our
are
age.
not. I know, because I mean, I'm just like, damn, I would not want to be popping bottles, selling bottles at this age.
Don't even like going to a club at this
Yeah.
age.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're all like around that age, besides like I think Grace Lilly's the youngest. I don't know.
Okay.
I know I was trying to look for their ages before and I struggled. So yeah, I can't believe it's over though. Like I feel like it was a very quick season.
It was.
What,
I
10
think now,
episodes? Like
well, last
not
season
much.
I think was shorter, so I think we'll start to slowly get a little more. We'll bring some new people into the mix, I'm sure. Hopefully it gets renewed for another season. I don't know if it has already or not. I
I
don't know. I
think it
didn't.
already has.
Has it? Okay. I didn't always pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think it already has, which is good. If it wasn't that, then it was about the announcement about the reunion, but I'm like 90% sure it was about that it's coming back for another season. So I'm excited about that. I will be watching.
Well, yeah,
I'm
it
sure
wasn't
that this is
really.
just a start of a Love getting another spinoff of one for other clubs that she has.
I mean, it was a good little, I don't want to say filler show, but it was kind of good to watch every week. I am bummed that yes, it's over with, but we do have our summer house coming back out and Martha's Vineyard is coming
Oh.
soon. I keep seeing trailers and it says coming soon.
I have not seen that. That's exciting.
Definitely when I've been like watching shit on Peacock, like I'll get a ad to like catch up with the first season. So that will
Oh
be
my
coming.
goodness. That's exciting. Yeah. And I am excited about Summer House, even though I know it's gonna be sad. I'm excited and I'll have some Lover Boy. Even though maybe I shouldn't have Lover Boy. I don't know. Maybe
I
I
am gonna
shouldn't.
buy some. I
I
went the last
will
couple of years, every either Winter House premiere or Summer House. You have
have
to have a
to.
Lover Boy. I know.
Have to have a Lover Boy. Who was your favorite from Southern Hospitality all season?
I actually really like Mia a lot. She,
She was producing in
yeah.
this last episode too, getting Maddie to talk to Sammy. And that's how it all came out. That's the only reason why it came out that she said, I heard you. I was there. And did you see Sammy's face? Like, oh. That was Mia's doing. What do you think about
Yeah.
Mia's guy, her boy that I'm just don't know if they're still together?
He's cute. Little cutie.
I was just like, why? I don't care to see this stuff unless you're gonna show me that they're actually together, you know? But it's like we're at the end of the season. It just felt like they were just throwing something in there. My favorite of the season was probably Grace Lilly, even though she didn't have enough.
I don't
I love my favorite part is my favorite moment is still when she farted in the in the confessional. That was my favorite. Who's your least favorite?
I was gonna say Sheen, actually.
Yeah, easy. Definitely Oisin. Don't need to bring him back. Actually, you can because I think he was entertaining, but not someone
And
I would
you know what?
ever hang out with. Maybe even
We
Joe
need
Bradley would
someone
be
to constantly rip on to. Like
or
we
Trevor.
always Vanderpump, we always gotta say something shitty about Brock. And
Fucking hate Brock.
it doesn't take much. And they're
So funny.
friends.
They're both friends. Yeah, so it
Yeah.
makes sense. We should talk about them together. Okay, anything else from Southern Hospitality before we go?
No, that's it. It's been fun. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
I don't know if you said those right, but I'm gonna go with it.
Not.
It doesn't matter.
Bye.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.